that, we welcome you to Monday. It's hard to believe, but yesterday began what is a full week, and it ends on Saturday, and it's all in October. And then we go to bed Saturday night and pull the clocks back.
Yep. November 1st.
Of course, that's better than when we push them forward.
I agree with you.
When we push them forward, I set them early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing more psychologically depressing than going to bed and then pushing the clock. It's
right.
Like, oh, I forgot.
I Goodness. Forgot. Mm-hmm.
But because of the way it ends, the fact that we are ending on the 31st on a Saturday, we actually will change the clocks back. Therefore, for one of the few times that it happens since they changed daylight savings time dates, we will have the whole month of November
mm-hmm.
under the new, which will be 7 a.m. We'll sign on at 7 a.m.
Yes.
And then we go back to, yes, no daylight.
No daylight, nope. And then sign off is at 5:30.
Yeah. And then December, it's the earliest, it's 5:15
mm-hmm.
and 7:30. That's our shortest broadcast day.
Mm-hmm.
But on the AM. FM stays on 24/7.
Yes.
You can, of course, get the app and the computer and all the other ways you can get them, Roku and all those marvelous, marvelous things. Well, I need to switch screens here. I've been trying to troubleshoot. I don't know what went wrong, but Windows, every time it does an update,
mm-hmm.
my two computers stop seeing each other, and I can't share files. And right. I have a mammothly large, humongous
mm-hmm.
music file.
Yes.
And I've got albums that I have bought recently
mm-hmm.
that I can't back up. This computer can see this computer,
mm-hmm.
but says, you do not have permission. I'm the one that gave you permission. Don't tell me I don't have permission.
Right. I don't know why it does that.
And this computer's always been this way, so mm-hmm. I've always done it from over here. This computer's never given me a problem.
Right.
This computer couldn't even see itself today,
mm-hmm.
and it finally now can see itself, but it cannot see this computer over here at all.
Right.
So I have decided that I better quit for a while, otherwise my blood pressure may go up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I know how that is for sure.
Anyhow, Zeta formed. And the hard thing about this is it's the same track. The only difference, some of them have been to the west.
Right.
Of New Orleans. Some have been a little bit to the east. This one is looking to track right over the top of New Orleans. And if it actually was to take the center of the track
mm-hmm.
that it is talking about right now, okay, just as we're here right now.
Yes.
Then it's going to go right over the top of us. Literally right over the top of Henderson and
mm-hmm.
Transylvania-Jackson County. So
we do have quite a bit of on Thursday, it says that we do have a 90% chance of showers.
That's it. That's yes. when it's going to come in Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be they say it'll be the remnants of it.
Right.
And I'm hoping that is true.
Hopefully,
right
so,
now,
yes.
as of the latest advisory that came out at 11 Eastern,
mm-hmm.
it's still a tropical storm, but a strong
right.
tropical storm. It only lacks 4 mile an hour being a hurricane. So. Mm-hmm. Let's plot this thing out. We're looking at the northern Yucatan Peninsula to make landfall. And then Cuba later today will pick up some things. And we're looking at it then getting into the Gulf of Mexico. Once it gets into the Gulf of Mexico, it's projected to hit, like I said, the center of the cone would take it over New Orleans. And then up into the southern Appalachians and the mid-Atlantic states. And what are you going to do, you know?
Right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, for sure.
But it has been a one for the books. And mm-hmm. we still have this week, and one more month to go, folks.
Yes, one more month.
So, yeah, when I lived in Florida, I kind of with fear and trembling looked at hurricane season because of how powerful some of them have hit and some of the damage that I've seen. But boy, I tell you what, when they hit up here, generally speaking, it's the flooding event. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had some wind. Oh, my soul, have we had wind. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's the flooding, and we're looking, I've seen as high as 4-point-something inches for our region. So we'll keep an eye out on it for you. It's not that far away as far as waiting time. We're looking at Wednesday night into Thursday. Today is Monday. So yes. There you go. Well, I've had dogs and I've had cats. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure at what point I like which one which. We had she was blind. Mm-hmm. She went blind, but she wasn't blind when we got her. But we had her for a pup out of the pound. We took her out of the pound, and just one of those dogs that just became a family dog.
Right.
But we had a cat mm-hmm. that was clawing my screens outside that jumped out. I think what happened, somebody dumped her on my property.
Oh, yes.
I didn't want her. And so I sicked the dog on her. Mm-hmm. Attack!
Right.
Guess what happened?
What happened?
Yeah. Guess what happened when I did that? They became the best of friends.
Of course they did.
She got up on top of our dog and just kind of laid there and all that. So mm-hmm. we ended up keeping the cat.
Well, there you go. I've never had a cat before. So
this was an unusual cat, and I've had a couple of unusual cats. I've mm-hmm. had normal cats that I really don't want to have.
Right.
But when we first got married 40 years ago this past May, mm-hmm. I owned property in the Ocala National Forest.
Right.
We had one neighbor, mm-hmm. and she was an elderly lady. I think she was 80 at the time. I'm pretty sure when we left her, she was 82. I love this lady. She was absolutely comical.
Right.
She was absolutely a pit bull, too. I mean, just mm-hmm. I love this lady. We were the only neighbors. Now, there's people in the subdivision.
Right.
They all own acreage, so they'd be two. So, well, her husband had died 17 years earlier. Mm-hmm. And so people would take her to church and take her to the doctor. And one day I looked out, and she is over the roof line mm-hmm. of her house at 80 years old.
Right.
And I went over and I said, Evelyn, what are you doing? She said, the picture wasn't coming in good. I'm adjusting my antenna. I said, why didn't you call me? I could have come done that. And she said, my arm ain't broke. I said, not yet.
Not yet. mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, my goodness. She was so incredibly funny. The doctor, I took her to the doctor one day, and she said, the doctor said, have you been sticking to that diet? Her answer was, did they quit making food?
Oh, my.
But anyhow, she was the only neighbor we had. And it was in the woods. And this particular place, unlike where our church was that we lived,
right,
was rattlesnake country. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're everywhere in Florida. But this particular area, I didn't know that when I bought the property there, mm-hmm. that they're just a whole bunch of them that nest in there. And then we're talking biggins.
Right.
So my wife of a few weeks decided that if we were going to live out there and she wanted to have me to have heavenly bliss, mm-hmm. we would get a cat, an outside cat.
Okay.
So the couple that was going to give us the cat said, why don't you take all of them? Because it was a mama cat and three of her babies. Mm-hmm. So we took Mama and the three. We named Mama Mama, and we named the three Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I like that. There you go. Easy to remember.
Do you know that they cornered a 6.5-foot eastern, and literally they've surrounded it mm-hmm. And as the snake would strike one of them, that cat would jump way up in the air.
Right.
And the other three would attack.
Oh, my goodness. No, thank you.
And, yeah, so that's why we ended up with cats. Right. But out of all those cats, Shadrach was like a dog. Mm-hmm. You could call him. He would come over, roll over. It just was tremendous.
Wow.
But the one that the dog fell in love with, mm-hmm. you talk about pathetic. We were living here
mm-hmm.
when our dog keeled over outside one morning and had a stroke.
Right.
She was about 16 and a half. And I would sit in my recliner and reach down
mm-hmm.
to pet the dog that wasn't there and immediately just. And then I would look over at the cat and the cat would come over and look where the dog would be. And I swear the cat looked like it had been crying.
Oh.
And then it would just go over and sulk.
Right.
It wouldn't do anything. It just sulked the whole time. So, yeah, they got very, very, very attached.
Right.
But I say all of that to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Bengal cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that breed. But the owner said somehow the cat learned to turn on the water and the sink in the bathroom.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she came home one day and the water is running in the sink.
Right. I thought cats didn't like water. Or
yeah,
is that like a myth? I don't know.
Well, they don't like it when you spray them.
Well, that is true. That is true.
So now the story is that the cat learned how to put the stopper
The
sink.
Oh, no.
So when Mama came home from upstairs,
mm-hmm.
water is pouring
through
the ceiling downstairs because the cat put the stopper in and then turned the water on.
Oh, no. That is terrible. It's a little funny.
It's not
imagine?
Funny when you look at the bill.
No, it is not funny when you look at that bill. No, thank you. Oh, my. Oh, me. Oh, my.
Just wonder what if the cat owner is still a cat owner.
Right. I wonder so. I don't know.
Whew.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know what I would do after I had my first attack. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And who I would blame it on to begin with. I've never had a cat do that or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. Now, the one cat that fell in love with the dog, she would climb up on the refrigerator.
Right.
And why she liked it up there, I don't know, but she'd get up on top of the refrigerator. But that wasn't a big deal unless we left something up there that broke, which
mm-hmm.
you learn real quick not to do.
Right.
But wouldn't it be interesting? They actually did a kids cartoon video
mm-hmm.
On pets that are left at home.
Right.
But it was comical.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder, what do pets really do when they're left home alone?
Yes, that would be interesting to find out.
I think that would make interesting video.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Because they don't like it. And then when my wife was working from home,
mm-hmm.
then the dog got used to that.
Right.
And so when she went back out, oh, no, that just wasn't going to fly. So she
right.
took it out on me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So if you ever hear barking,
mm-hmm.
generally it means she sensed something, heard something, or somebody's rang the doorbell.
Okay.
That happened the other day. Someone rang the doorbell. And, of course, I don't answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of go to an opposite window and explain my situation to them. But this particular gentleman was looking for a campground in our area. And I was able to tell him where it was.
Okay.
But then I had to come and do swap shop, and the dog wouldn't stop barking.
Oh, no.
So me and the dog had to go into the living room and have a serious talk.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes. And she must have taken me seriously because, and she gets up on my chair, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have a pillow that blocks that chair.
Yes. The two dogs that I had when I was younger, they would sit on the couch and then they would sit like humans. So they would, like, their legs were all out and they'd be sitting up and their back was against the couch. Like, they were just normal humans.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I hope that my mic muted.
Yes, it did.
I had a sneezing attack mm-hmm. out of nowhere. So, I can. The lady that lived across the street, she fed her dog from the table.
Mm-hmm.
So her dog would get up at the table
right.
and eat like a human being. So, yeah, I can see that. and you know, to be real fair, 17 years without her husband, mm-hmm. that was her companion.
Right.
And she adopted when of course we were newlyweds, but when Jared was born and then Josh, she kind of adopted him as her grandchildren because her kids never came to see her. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why, but they just never came to see her.
Right.
And she was really quite an interesting lady. One time I heard singing,
mm-hmm.
loud singing, and she had turned her radio mm-hmm. wide open, and she had a huge plate glass window, and I don't know what she had in her hand that she was pretending
mm-hmm.
was a mic,
mm-hmm.
but she was singing, and she was into it. She was up and down with that mic and into it. And it was an old country song.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself, you got to come out here and see this. And it was, Elvira, yeah, giddy up. And I am watching this.
Right.
I said, you don't lack for much entertainment, do you? She says, if you can't have any, make your own.
Well, that's good words of wisdom right there.
Oh, goodness. And we kind of figured that when the day came that her dog passed away, that she wouldn't last
mm-hmm.
much longer because that was her life. But, yeah, pets are interesting. And it's just kind of wonder sometimes, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Like right now, what is that dog doing in there?
I don't know.
Not bothering me today for right now, anyhow.
Well, that's good.
We'll see. And so there's my dog and cat story.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I don't have any more. I probably do if I think about them, but
mm-hmm.
trying to think of the times that I've scared them and didn't mean to, and they scared me and they meant to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, today, I think it's today. Let me see if this is today. The Blood Connection in Greenville. They are asking all COVID-19 survivors, people who have had it and they're over it and they're declared over it,
mm-hmm.
if they would consider making a blood donation that could save lives. And so they called it to turning positive into a positive. That's the campaign. And the lieutenant governor, Pamela Yvette of the upstate, was kicking off the campaign this morning in Greenville
mm-hmm.
by making her own donation because she tested positive for it and is over it. So the doctors say that treating the coronavirus with a survivor's plasma can lessen the symptoms and shorten the span of the virus. Okay, so they say to donate, you have to have proof of a positive COVID-19 test and have been symptom free for at least 14 days.
Okay.
So there is a blood connection in Hendersonville. I don't know if they're a part of this, but I'm sure they would take it.
There's also a blood connection on Airport Road.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, if that's something that you would like to do, I give blood all the time, but it's never for anything like that because
mm-hmm.
mine's not allowed.
Right.
I've got issues with mine, but I do know that we've done many things over the years and to help, and so I hope it does. help a lot of people. Well, we are excited. We're just a week away from today from shooting turkeys. That is hard to believe.
Yes.
And I think we're down to just one turkey and a few hams. So why don't you tell us about that?
So we have one turkey day left, and then we have 3 days left for hams. So, yes, so we have three different sponsorships. We have a bronze sponsorship was $175. And with that, you can either choose a turkey or a ham. And then we'll give you like a shout out when we try to give it away. And then we have a silver sponsor, which is both a turkey and a ham. And then we have a gold, of course, which is $400. And that's both a turkey and a ham. And I'm sure that once we get that last turkey, if you want to do a gold sponsor or a silver sponsor, we'll just do double hams instead of a turkey and a ham.
There we go.
Yes.
That is exciting. And so we will be listening for that turkey to gobble starting on Monday. And that bird, he can fly through there quick sometimes. So
yes, he can.
Yeah. But again, make sure you heard it first, and then, and then give us the call and be the caller of the day. So starting out Monday would be caller number one. That is, caller number two.
Yes.
Caller number two. November 1st is Sunday. Caller number two. Okay, so that's unusual that it starts this early, but I wonder if that means that it's going to feel a little longer this time instead of go by so quick.
Right. Hopefully so.
That'd be nice.
I guess we'll see.
I don't know. The holiday season goes by very quickly.
It does. It does.
But
sure.
One of the things that I know is it's been a tough year. 2020 has been a really rough year for a lot of people. But I sure hope and pray that God's people, I mean, you know the Lord Jesus, that you spend some time during the month. I hate that we just start Christmas so early, way back in even in early October, and just kind of run roughshod over Thanksgiving, because I think the order is pretty interesting.
Right.
Thanksgiving for the fact that Jesus was willing to come down. He left the glory world. He left the spirit that he was in to take up a body.
Right.
So that that body could die in my place. And I've got so much to thank him for. And I certainly am glad that I met him that day. And so take some time. Be thankful. If you didn't hear drive time, prayer time on Thursday and Friday. Thursday, I was kind of dealing with some strange events occurring with Israel that they are willing to make peace treaties with certain neighbors. And there are negotiations. And I was talking about some of them that were in negotiations, some of them that had transpired. And then Friday, boom, there's the headline.
Right.
From the White House, Donald Trump has Benjamin Netanyahu on the phone. And here is the leader of the Sudan on the phone.
Right.
And another one, we are witnessing something the Bible says is going to happen on a greater scale.
Right.
And it's interesting because one of the comments the president made was one day Iran will make a peace deal. This is his predicting this, but hey, he didn't. I don't need him to predict it.
Right.
There'll be a peace treaty signed for 7 years, and it's going to be broken in the middle of it. But hey, for 3.5 years. So, you know, we are literally watching the precursor of a bunch of things that just shout that he's coming.
Yes.
So I hope you know him, because that means everything when you know he is. That was the old song that we used to play there. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We usually play that at Christmas time a lot. But yeah, that's him. And I hope you had a good time in church this yesterday and enjoyed the services. And certainly we had in the morning heard a message on I wanted to say Jerubbabel, but that's not, that was what the name he was given.
Mm-hmm.
He was given that name. That was Gideon. There we go. Gideon was, he's an interesting fella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gideon's an interesting fella. He was so frightened over what was going on that he was hiding while he was threshing wheat. And he didn't want anybody to know where he was. And God calls him out and says, hey, you're a man of valor. Mm-hmm. And I heard our pastor say, I wonder if he looked around and said, are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking about? I know it can't be me.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember David Ring. David Ring, everyone was trying to discourage him when he announced his call to preach.
Right.
Because they said he doesn't talk plain enough. And they told him he needed to take a second look and make sure. So he said, and I'll never forget, he said, and I'm going to tell you something, people. I took that second look and hallelujah, he still called me.
Yes. Amen.
And then my favorite, I think my favorite is with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
As his kids were getting older, he said, it dawned on him that one day they were going to come home upset and discouraged because they were going to hear the kids making fun of their
right.
daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he set them all down and said, now, I want to tell you something. I have cerebral palsy. And he mm-hmm. explained what it was.
Yes.
And what it does. He said, okay, now, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
They said, yes. I said, he said, okay, great. Get over it.
Yes.
It don't bother me. Don't let it bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, he is one powerful preacher, and he has some very unique message titles. My favorite is Thou Shalt Not Bellyache.
There you go.
He calls it the 11th commandment.
Okay. There you go. I've only been under his preaching one time, and that was at ISC. So it was really good, and I enjoyed it a lot.
He has one called I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay, and he's dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
But when he takes his vest off, it's a cut tie. The tie doesn't – he had cut it with scissors.
Right.
Then when he takes his jacket off, all the long sleeves are ripped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just ripped to shreds. And he talks about how we hide things inside that are broken and ruined and put on this front that right. everything is okay. He mm-hmm. said, the truth is, I'm not okay and you're not okay,
right.
but Jesus died, so that makes it all okay.
Right.
So yeah, that was one. And of course, on the Thou Shalt Not Bellyache, he said, it comes down to this. If I preached on certain commandments, I'd leave some of you out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I preach on Thou Shalt Not Bellyache, I'll get every one of you.
Right. Right.
Has there ever been a time that anybody could say they never, never complained or bellyached or upset
mm-hmm.
one time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bellyached this morning when I realized I had to get out of bed.
Me too.
Mondays are a little harder than.
Yes. Mondays are a little hard just because you're like, you're waking up. You're like, I have so much to do this week. And so you're thinking about all the responsibilities, but then you forget that you have to take it one day at a time and it's not actually that bad. So that's my issue.
Well, mine is that I get up at somewhere between 5:30 and 6 mm-hmm. on weekends. I get up at 3:30.
Right.
So 3:30 on a Monday after 5:45 on the night before and the night before is kind of my body says, what are you doing and why? Was this necessary?
Are you sure
about really
this?
Need to do this?
Yes, exactly.
What were you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about going back to bed.
Then I
have visions of that horrible sound of Skype going off as Brian saying, where is he?
Where is he? Yes.
Why is he not answering?
Yes.
I know he's out there somewhere.
Yes, he's here somewhere.
Oh, goodness. Well, anyhow, I don't know just exactly how things are going to go as we end 2020, but I do know we have a lot to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. And so as we have fun, shoot turkeys, enjoy the things that God gives us, I really hope and pray that you will take that time to be thankful. And you know, the good news is, even if the Lord took me out,
mm-hmm.
not through the rapture, but just said, it's your time to go, I'm a winner.
Right.
If he lets me stay, I'm still a winner.
Mm-hmm.
The old song, I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. Yes. I actually mentioned that in the hospital when I was first diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
A lady was trying to ask me questions that I could, by the tone of her voice and the type of questions, she wasn't comfortable asking, because basically they were, when you don't make it, what are we doing?
Right.
And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, you don't have to be all uptight over this. Ask what you need to ask. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. And she put her clipboard down. She said, well, I knew I was going to find Jesus here. Yes. And I was like, yes, fellow believer. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. That's awesome. So, yeah. And then, of course, Christmas will look different. How are we shopping this year? They've got all these Black Friday cyberspace deals. How are we shopping this year?
Me personally, I guess it's just because of my generation, but I normally do my shopping online anyways, so nothing's changing for me. I just get so overwhelmed when I go into the store, then I second guess myself because I'll look at something, maybe they want this, but no, I want to get them this. So I get sidetracked, I get overwhelmed because there's so many people. So just online is just, it works out great for me personally.
I like to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I did do everything online, for two reasons. There wasn't COVID yet, but mm-hmm. I was having a really rough time with my immune system. So, and then they had, it was actually Walmart that mm-hmm. had things that I was looking for my kids and my wife on incredibly, deeply, humongously discounted deals.
Right.
The only thing that didn't work out, one item, and I don't comprehend this, since Walmart's a humongous store, you know, chain, mm-hmm. They couldn't ship it.
Right. Okay.
I don't know why, but it couldn't be shipped.
Right.
And they couldn't deliver it to the Hendersonville store.
Okay. Interesting.
So I had to drive, and it's 21 miles, but it's an easy drive. It's straight down the mountain. Right. I had to drive to Traveler's Rest
mm-hmm.
to go get that. And then when I got there, they couldn't unlock the locker that it was in.
Oh, my.
And so they're calling supervisors and managers and blah, blah, blah. And somebody comes by that's, you know, just the regular old worker and says, what's going on? I said, well, we can't get this out of there. Well, what is it? Mm-hmm. He told him what it was. He goes to the back and brings it out and says, it's right here. Hands it to me. And I went home.
Oh,
after 45 minutes of supervisors and managers trying to find it for
me.
Oh, my soul. So there is where it was. Mm-hmm. But I did all that last year. I think, I don't know. I think, tell me what you think. you probably might spend your budget easier online and maybe would be more apt to go over it in a store.
Yes, yes. I would agree with that too, because I'm very much like, you know, when I'm doing it online, I have something in mind. And so I go out and I look for that thing. But then when you're in a store, you find what you're looking for, but then you'll find other items while you're looking for your one. And you're like, oh, well, it's only, you know, $5 more, $10 more. But those $5, $10, $15 more eventually add up to a more total. So I just prefer online.
Well, I haven't even thought about it because, to be honest, I can't remember in the last umpteen years when I really, really said, I want this for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so last year when it was, my wife was like, you're getting me something. I'm going to get you something. I said, okay, I've wanted something forever and a day, so I don't have to do it manually with my little mini computer thing. I got to go out and manually read.
Right.
I want a weather station to hook into my GCR studio.
Yes.
So come at the end of December, somewhere on the 26th or 27th, my weather station will have been up a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is, on my phone, instead of the weather from some weather bureau, it's actually tracking me.
Oh, really?
So I can see everything on my phone that I see here.
That's pretty neat.
So, I love it. And so when I do prayer time and stuff, now I just kind of look right over here and there it is. And but now we're back to this year and I don't have a clue.
Yes, I do not like making a list. One thing that my sister did this year that I wish that I followed is every time she started her Christmas list probably at the beginning of the year. Because you know how sometimes you're like, oh, I want this, but not until Christmas. But then you forget. She started writing all of her things that she said down. And so now when our grandparents ask, she already has the list.
And well, that was smart.
I know. I should have followed her lead, but I did not.
Well, I actually have to write things down. In fact, would you like to know what I have written right here? And big old stars are sitting right here.
Yes.
Time sheets.
Yes, time sheets. Yes, I did those this morning.
So I'm going to be turning mine in later on. And I do that because I don't go in the office. I have to email it.
Right.
And, you know, there's that little line in there that says, if you forget, well, you'll have to wait till next month.
Right. Yes. Yes, the little fine print. So
that would be a little rough. So I actually have a star and a star and a star and arrows, and it says timesheets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, pray for some folks that are traveling, some from out west and some from down south.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back in today, and we appreciate that. We want to swap. So we're here to swap shop real quick. And it looks like we have a couple items here today. Someone has for sale a 2016 Forest River Salem Light 24-foot travel trailer in excellent condition. Leave a message and they'll return your call at 506-2291, 506-2291.
And then we have a 5x8 tilt utility trailer, and it's also in excellent condition, and they're asking $450. And that's 687-8081, 687-8081.
And we are going to say happy birthday to Miss Tina Johnson.
Happy birthday.
Hope it's been a good one for you.
Yes.
Well, let me real quick just read you a scripture that I've always enjoyed. It's not one of those theological deep ones, but it says, the two disciples heard John the Baptist speaking, and they started following Jesus. The Bible says, then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is, say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, come and see. What an invitation. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his brother Simon. He had to go tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And he decided to tell his brother and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. The song we're going to go out with today was written by one of the great songwriters of yesteryear, Mosey Lister. And the Booth Brothers, nobody sings it like they do. But I'm grateful that there was one day that I met the Master. And like it says in the song, all things were changed when he found me. Yes. A new day. Mm-hmm. Listen to the words of this great song and rejoice in your salvation. And if you don't know him, you can today.
A blind man who walks in the darkness, I had longed, I had searched for the light. Then I met the Master.
Change.